the rest of the story. Walter Hagen is remembered among the greats of professional golf. He won 75 championships, including 2 U.S. Opens and 4 British Opens and 5 PGAs. He earned more than $1 million on the tour, which was a phenomenal sum almost 3/4 of a century ago. And yet for Walter Hagen, golf was not only a lucrative but a decorative art. You see, since that first small ball was launched down a Scottish fairway, golf has been a prestigious sport. Once upon a time, Walter Hagen was the sport's prestigious king. His clothing was elegant, immaculate. His personality was dashing and dignified. He arrived at tournaments in a chauffeur-driven Daimler limousine with a footman, always a polite few minutes late. He traveled with 3 full trunks of fancy apparel, replete with custom-tailored silk shirts, and an omnipresent valet. From hunting trips to gala parties at the Savoy, Walter Hagen hobnobbed with the world's elite. Recreational golfing partners included the Duke of Windsor and the President of the United States. What higher status might a society sportsman achieve than to clink champagne glasses at the Ritz with the glamorous greens giant, Walter Hagen? Manufacturers constantly sought him for endorsements, and he accepted only the best. Wherever he went, buoyant crowds followed, admirers who numbered in the millions worldwide, enthusiastic galleries who stood breathless with each putt and cheered uncontrollably as each found the cup. Walter Hagen was once presented with a gold cigarette case by the Emperor of Japan. Following his 3rd British Open title in 1928, he was officially welcomed to New York by Mayor Jimmy Walker. And yet it was another British Open, won 5 years previous, one which he did not win, which the great Walter Hagen was always to recall. He had lost by 1 stroke to a British golfer named Arthur Havers. After the tournament, after it was over, the secretary of the Troon Golf Club came out to the 18th green to speak with runner-up Hagen, and he announced that even though Hagen had not won, the secretary said he was still welcome to enter the clubhouse, with the winner, and to be present for the presentation of the trophy. He was to be admitted to the clubhouse? Well, pro golfers until that day were not. And so at the clubhouse door, Walter Hagen turned and he addressed the excited crowd and he told them that he had been invited inside. He told them it would be the first time any American pro golfer had ever been permitted in the clubhouse. He told them, however, that the local pub was where they had always been welcome, and he invited the whole crowd to follow him there, and they did. For you see, golf has always been, as I say, a prestigious sport among socially acceptable country club amateurs. But the professional golfers were treated as trash. Professional golfers were bums until Walter Hagen. It was he who battered down the clubhouse door with a velvet-gloved hand, with a style unique among his professional peers. For professional golfers in those days were sleeping in their cars and changing clothing in the caddy shack, and they were shunned by respectable people. Today, professional golfers are welcomed everywhere. The reason is not something, the reason is someone. And now you know who, because you know the rest of the story.